You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Kevin Kerwin. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
No problem, Dave. Glad to be here.
Kevin, I saw an article on the internet. Oregon shop owner takes a pop at liberals, including Bruce Springsteen, in scathing signs plastered over his store. I want to get into that in great detail in a moment, but before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you give them a little bit of background about who you are?
Well, I'm just a computer repair guy over in Oregon, Lake Oswego, and I got the attention of the whole town with my location. And since Obama's been really pissed me off ever since he got elected, I've been putting up signs in the window. I started mainly in 2012 when he did the "You Didn't Build That" speech for business owners. And I got really resentful over that and plastered a sign, and I've been doing it ever since. That one went all over the place, too. But the reason I like that, I'm in the middle of liberal land, and they keep getting in my face, and I like putting it back in their face. So I have my window. I call it my one-frame TV station, and everybody has to look at it. And when the liberals drive me crazy, which is all the time, that's how I voice my dismay with how they think and what they want. You know, silence is consent, and I don't believe in tyranny, and I'm not going to be a slave to it. So that's where I'm at, and that's how I do my thing. And now my last sign that went out went viral, real viral, and I'm here to talk about it.
I personally have never been to Oregon. I've had friends from Oregon when I was in the Navy, and I've known people from Oregon throughout my life. It seems like a pretty nice place. People seem to be very laid back there. Where is Lake Oswego in relation to the geography of Oregon? What's it near?
Basically, I'm a suburb of Portland. I butt right up to it. So we're just like the suburbs of the downtown area. It's mixed out here as far as liberals and conservatives. I do not have my shop in Portland city limits. I will never do that. Too dangerous.
Why is that?
Because the liberals are nuts in Portland. I've had California liberals move up here from California, and they come in my shop and see my conservative signs, and they said, you know, when we got here, we were liberals. When we saw how crazy the liberals are here, we changed parties. I've heard that several times, you know, and that's the ones that come in my shop and tell me.
You're basically a suburb of Portland, and if this is correct, I'm looking at Wikipedia, and for many things, Wikipedia can be accurate. For many other things, they censor a lot of the material. But it says here that the racial makeup of the city is about 90% white, about 0.7% black. Does that seem about right?
If you're talking about Portland and the surrounding areas, it's the whitest city in the country, which is kind of ironic how the liberals talk about everything.
So here you have your computer store. How long have you had that store for, Kevin?
I've been in this location for about 9.5 years. I was doing my work down in New Orleans. I was living there. I'm from the South, actually, Florida and New Orleans and all that. And I went through Katrina, so I came up here and I really liked it. And I stayed and opened up my shop.
Here in this article, the sign, let me know if this is correct here. I'm going to read here because they have the full text of it. To all the ignorant liberals, including Bruce Springsteen, the four people who kidnapped and tortured a disabled teenager just because he supports Donald Trump, just shows how everyone you are a party of complete morons. I'm embarrassed to call you Americans. Go straight to hell where you belong. We've had it with you idiots. Is that right?
That's perfect.
I guess it was what these animals did to this poor disabled white fellow, these black animals did to him. Tell listeners, what motivated you to put that up exactly?
It took about 3 seconds into the video, once I realized what was going on, that I have had my last straw with these people, these liberals. And they're saying that he wasn't a real Trump supporter. But the thing is, the hate they had for Donald Trump was taught to them by the liberal media, by Black Lives Matter, by Al Sharpton, and all the racist bastards on the black side of life, including our president, pushing the agenda that white people are nothing but white supremacists and racists. And after going through 15 months of supporting Donald Trump with rallies and all the violence as liberals showed, and all these BLM things where they're blocking the highways and causing everyone miserable conditions, on and on and on for 15 months. But when I saw that kid, disabled kid, kidnapped, I said, I'm going to put the sign that's going to punch these people in the face. And I might lose my business, but I was so mad. I'm emotional right now just thinking about it. And that's what I did. And the rest is history, I guess, because this thing went all over the world. And I've got calls from all over the world saying right on. You said exactly how I feel, because everyone is tired of their BS. It's like talking to a wall to these people. The election's over. We won, right? No. Now they got to start blaming and causing even more chaos. Why it's not a legitimate election. I mean, it's just, I'm tired of these idiots. It's over. I got so strong with that sign in the window. Even I said, man, this is way over the top. And I told myself, I don't care. I had to go through the Portland riots. These people are nuts. They're not straight-thinking, normal people. They're not. I don't know what planet they live on, but it isn't ours. You saw all the responses I got from people. I mean, I couldn't even keep track of all the emails. Everything said the same thing over and over again. You said exactly how I feel. So everyone's tired. We won the election. We came out. We voted. We kicked your butt. Trumpsters punched back. And they're not used to that. They're used to intimidating people. And I've been through 9.5 years of this crap. Once they found out what political persuasion I am, I've had to put up with boycotting and doors flying open, yelling at me. We're putting you out of business over and over again. So I told the local Willamette Weekly newspaper down here that interviewed me. I said, you're a liberal newspaper. She goes, yeah, but I want to interview you. I said, I hate liberals. I told her to F off. And she put that in the article. I didn't even know they could say that word in an article.
That's great. We had a little problem here connecting because I was calling you from my system via the computer on Skype, which comes up as a restricted number. Tell listeners about what happened with that and why we had trouble with that.
Well, when the big story broke, I was getting calls and threats like crazy. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock, all day long, all night long. I'm a computer geek, and I didn't even know this, but there's a switch on my phone that you can say, do not accept unknown numbers or restricted calls, because I looked it up on the internet hoping, and I found the switch, and I turned it on. Never had to do that before. I mean, it was just getting ridiculous.
Complete strangers are calling you up at 3 in the morning and leaving messages on your work phone?
Yeah, you can even see they write a text for every call it answered. And it was just all the symbols of cuss words and a couple little words and all symbols for cuss words. They're not used to people fighting back. They're not. And they hate me for it. You know, I've gone to our local newspapers and I see them talking. And they talk among themselves saying, why can't we put this guy out of business? They can't understand it. I just sit there in the blog and I'm saying, screw y'all. It's their way or the highway. I'm battle weary. I mean, I've been beat up. I'm getting ready to put up a sign in the window. To any liberal with more money than God, give me $20,000 and I'll move my operation to a red state. Sincerely, Kevin the Geek. And boy, I've thought about that sign for the last week.
Kev, when did the sign first go up? What was the date?
It was probably a day or so after that video went out. So it's been a long couple of weeks or whatever it's been.
Then what happened, Kev? You put it up, and when did the first reaction happen?
I was on Twitter, and I got a message from Todd Starnes, and he says, I want to talk to you. And I said, wow. I said, okay. So I did the interview, and he had a picture of it, the window and everything like that, and that's what started the whole exposure. The interview was on a Friday evening, I think, sometime on Friday. And I woke up Saturday, and I get this phone call about 9:30 off my time. And this guy says, I'm in South America, and I totally support your sign. I said, what? He says, man, you're on the front page of FoxNews.com. I said, how are you seeing? He goes, well, I've got the app on my phone. I'm down in South America. So I went to Fox News, and there I was on the front page. I said, oh, God. Then the next thing I know, I'm in Daily Mail. The next thing I know, I'm everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And that's when the phone calling was going ballistic with threats. I mean, you would not believe it. But I guess after this election, I guess everyone believes it. Because what you saw in the riots of Chicago, those are the people calling me. Just think about that. They're nuts.
Is it mostly white people or is it black people or can you distinguish?
It's mostly white. I think I got a black woman one time from Georgia. That's right. I got one from Georgia, a black woman from Georgia, and she was coming after me. I cut them off when I changed that restricted number thing. That was a blessing. Because, you know, if you can't sign your name to something, then don't say it. So people who have to block their numbers and call restricted, they're hiding. And I don't want to talk to people like that.
Unfortunately, I don't have the option of unblocking it. I wish I could, because I don't care if people know where I'm calling from. But for this, maybe some phones are like that. I don't know.
Well, they don't want to be traced with the threats they give you.
What kind of threats were they, Kevin?
Oh, come down here and thrash me. Come down here and punch me in my face. We're going to destroy your business. We're going to tie up all your phones. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. They just use it as intimidation. Fear intimidation used to always work. I had the elders in my town, believe this or not, come to me after the 2012 election, and we got a conservative mayor instilled in Lake Oswego. And they came down here, and they told me, because you were the brave one with signs and fought back against the liberals in this town who own this place, we owe it to you, because people weren't afraid to put up signs. You know, that's the intimidation factor, where the elders have to come down here and explain the rules that these liberals were winning with their intimidation. It's that strong. They called a customer of mine in Westland, and they said, why are you supporting that man's shop, and why aren't you voting for Obama? Because she sent me a letter. She was one of the liberals that came up from California in 2012 and said, we changed parties. We saw your sign. We're supporting your shop. Thank you so much. So I posted the note on my Facebook. Within 30 minutes, she called me crying. 30 minutes. She called me crying. Please take down that note off of Facebook. The lawyer in Lake Oswego is saying that she's going to picket everything that they have. He goes, Kevin, I'm here alone with two small children. I am scared to death. I said, whoa, let me have the phone number. She gave me the phone number, and she actually said what her name was. So I did a search, and it was a law review of this person. I said, it is a lawyer. I traced her to the highest liberal, richest person in Lake Oswego. And Lake Oswego is the Beverly Hills of Oregon. It's very big. And I could not believe that they would actually attack my customer like that. And I put up a sign the next day. I said, you attack me. You do not attack a woman with small children. I'm ashamed of you people. You know, this has been a constant battle for 4 years. But that's what they do. What's wrong with those people?
We talked a little bit before the show, and there is something wrong with them. There's something not quite right with the way they think. And yes, they do resort to threats and economic harm. Have they followed through with the threat to damage your business?
I don't do any of the liberal business. That's half my business. But you know what? I work by myself, and there's tons of conservatives to keep me busy. But you know what they're doing? They're stopping me from hiring somebody and giving someone a job to work on computers because they just assume kill your business than to know you exist. Liberals love destroying jobs. They just are so good at it. They took down our coal distribution site here on the Columbia River to China. They voted it down. And I heard during the last couple of weeks that federal government can take the waterway and build a port on the Pacific Ocean beach. And the states can't stop that. But, you know, they shut down everything.
How are they preventing you from hiring somebody?
Half my business is gone. I can take care of my share with what conservatives are here. But the extra work that liberals would have given you, I could have hired some people. This limits my growth because I can only take care of the conservatives. And the liberals are a pretty big audience. If you think about it, they're using politics to destroy jobs, to destroy me. That's why I want to put that sign in the window. Give me $20,000 and I'll go to a red state.
You're a southern boy. Maybe you'll be coming back here.
I've been talking to my family in Florida, that's for sure.
Them putting a hurting on the business. Is this just from the new sign, or have they been doing it since you put up the first
sign? It's been nonstop since 2012 when I put that 3-foot by 7-foot sign in my window before they shut me down and maybe only put 25% like today. But back then I put a 3-foot by 7-foot sign and I said this, hey Obama, I built my business by myself. You had nothing to do with it, you incompetent, lousy excuse for a president. I'm Kevin the Geek, and I approve this message. Because he came out with that stupid, you didn't build it speech to the business owners. Other people built your business. Well, where were you at 2 o'clock in the morning when we started our businesses, worrying how we were going to get the bills paid, because we're just starting up? Oh, that one got me boiling. And the liberals, my
right.
God, I just attacked their anointed one. They were freaking out so bad, they would slam my door open. We're going to put you out of business. Hate speech of our president. I said, he's your president. Get out of here. It was like I attacked their God and put a knife in his chest.
Yeah, but coming from a guy who has never had a job and who doesn't really even have any background, it means basically nothing for this guy to say that. And this is his last night in the White House, fortunately, in the People's House. This guy, how he got there, is shocking enough. How he got there twice.
13 hours. 13 hours.
You're counting it. That's great. Yeah, I know a lot of people are excited about tomorrow, but what about the building? Do you lease it? Do you own that building?
No, I just leased a store in a little strip.
Is anybody saying anything? Has the landlord said anything about not renewing your lease?
Oh, no. Well, he came in here today and told me that people are calling him saying that they want me thrown out of the building. They've had it with this last sign. I thought that was kind of wild. They're actually calling my landlord, telling him to throw me out of the building.
That's their tactics. What did the landlord say to you?
He's a conservative, but his wife thinks I'm a hero. So guess who runs the pants in that family? That boy stays. He's my hero. It's just weird that they're calling him, telling him to throw me out.
Well, you know? It's weird, yes, but not really, because these are the tactics they use.
I know. I know all their tactics. I know every one of them. I could teach a class in tactics.
You've been on how many different media outlets since the story broke?
20 major things. All the big newspapers, everything. CNN had me on. Not me on, but my story on. Everyone. This thing was so viral because everyone's pissed off. Half this country, if they could have called me, would have called me if they saw the article. Everyone that saw the thing instantly called me because they had my phone number in the window with the picture. But everyone was, God, thank you for saying that. I am so pissed off at these liberals. I said, I know. I've got a secret, the win of the election, that really some people just talk about on the surface, but they don't understand it. Everyone that saw Trump come down that escalator, walk up to that podium, and tell Washington, D.C., they're idiots, instantly glued together. We were called later on the deplorables, but that bond was set, and we all thought the same way. We all think the same way. We all agree with everything Donald does, and there was nothing nobody could do to change our minds. We were the core deplorables from the get-go that everybody started attaching themselves to. And I'm an authentic deplorable. There was not even a thought process. It was, he's my man, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. And I used my window to promote him. I did everything I could. I was outside on this main highway with my Trump signs, with all these Portlanders flying back and forth. One just actually stopped in front of me. He started yelling at me on a major highway, and he couldn't stop and waved him off. And a second later, he was going in the opposite direction, still yelling at me. And all I had was a Trump sign up. That's all I had, was standing outside with a Trump sign. And he was so emotionally wrecked. I'm surprised he didn't crash, but we all fought the same way, and there was nothing breaking, and we beat everybody. We beat the media. We beat the polls. We beat the hatred. We beat the violence. We beat everything we've been through in 15 months, and if I'm war-weary right now, I've been through freaking hell trying to support my candidate, but nobody could stop me. And so did the whole core base of the deplorables. There was nothing stopping us. Our hatred towards what Obama and the liberals did to our country for 8 years and spit on our face, piss on our flag, and burn it. That anger was instilled in so many people. All I had to do was flick a sign up in the air saying, I've had it with you idiots. And this place went crazy around the world saying, thank you. And that's how I got here.
It's pretty humbling when you're getting calls from literally all over the world in support of something.
I got an email from a scientist in Israel thanking me for my sign, saying, you know what you need to do, Kevin, is take your liberals, put them in the European Union, and see what it's like to be regulated to death, where a man follows you on the beach and measures every clam you dig up. Excuse me while I get back to my Ann Coulter book. Take care, Dr. Yosef. I thought that was amazing. A scientist from Israel told me that.
You really struck a nerve. How did the boss, Bruce Springsteen, come into this?
Because he started saying things, I can't trust this president. I'm scared for my children. Oh, yeah, the man that had Wendy strap her hands across your engine. You're scared for your children with Trump? God, that pissed me off. And he kept saying it over and over again. Lift the genie out of the bottle and the racism you can't put back. Not with these white supremacists. He didn't say that word probably, but he meant all us deplorables, and all us deplorables are racist white supremacists, so he doesn't have to say it.
The mythical white supremacists. Where are the white supremacist gangs? Such a joke.
Well, they were called the Democrats back in the South after we freed the slave and gave them the right to vote. And the population of the blacks outnumbered the white population, and they swayed the vote all the time. So the Democrats started the KKK to intimidate them from voting. They've been intimidating people ever since then till now. and they just hide behind it. Now they're trying to make it look like we were the KKK people, which every time I heard him say it, I had to laugh. But after a while, it gets old. And when that kid got kidnapped and tortured, boy, well, you know the rest of the story.
A quick story about Springsteen. His being from Jersey, not anymore, now I'm in the Florida panhandle, but being from Jersey and living near where Springsteen was born and raised, I met people who had met him. And one of the folks who had met him, he had actually delivered weights for lifting weights to Springsteen's home in a town called Rumson in New Jersey. Very wealthy town. Bon Jovi lives there. A bunch of wealthy people live there. And he brought in literally hundreds and thousands of pounds of weights into Springsteen's home. Springsteen was there. And I asked this fella, how did it go? Boy, you must have got a nice tip for that. And he told me that he didn't give him one dime. Nothing. And when I heard that, and I had liked Springsteen up until that point, and I cannot listen to his music anymore. And this was probably about maybe 15 years ago or so, 20 years ago. But when I found out that he was a cheap son of a bitch like that, all the money in the world, and here's a guy, poor little guy, bringing in all these weights, and he can't even reach into his pocket and give the guy a buck. I mean nothing. So there you go. Maybe that does say a lot about the boss.
Well, after a while, Bruce Springsteen sang about the working man from the hills and the mansions of Beverly Hills.
He's
I think he got out of touch with everything. I was a Bruce Springsteen fanatic. I just saw him at RFK Stadium in D.C. And my brother says, hey, my Bruce Springsteen and the whole band is in the gym working out. So I walked down there. So I'm standing outside by myself. And there they all were. So I just kind of was hanging out hoping Bruce would come out. And he did. And I said, great concert yesterday. And he says, thanks, man. And so like, God, I talked to Bruce Springsteen. And they all finished, and they all got in this light utility blue Ford van with Jersey plates. And they said, see you later. And they took off, and I'm standing there on the corner by myself waving to Bruce and the whole band. I thought that was the most magical moment in my life.
That
now
is pretty
I'm
cool.
On a national screen on TV, with me and Bruce on the same screen, I thought that was really bizarre.
That is pretty cool. But anyway, he's pretty much showed his colors. What's in the cards for Kevin Kerwin now?
I'm going to make America great again with the best person I know how to, Donald J. Trump.
How are you going to do that, Kev?
I'm just going to support anything he wants to do. And he's already showing that he can bring the jobs up and running. I mean, I'm just amazed what he's done. He's not even president yet. And I heard today on Fox there's two piles of executive orders he's signing, Friday and the other one Monday. Friday I heard even Border Patrol stuff and some other stuff, but the policies are on Monday. This man ain't wasting a second. He hasn't wasted 1 second since he got elected. He's the man for the job, and I totally believe it.
Things have quieted down a bit for you, Kevin?
Well, I turned my restricted number thing back on when we hang up.
You know what? You should let the calls come in and see what happens.
I don't want to. I don't want their hate. I don't want their bad energy. I don't know if you watched the whole inaugural thing today, but man, I had tears in my eyes the whole day seeing what was happening with America and coming together for Donald Trump. When he hugged Lee Greenwood after singing How to Be American, man, this guy is one of us. He is one of us. The whole time for the election and everything, he was always talking to you like he was sitting at a bar having a beer right next to you. All the other politicians do their finger and thumb pointing, and you will listen to me, and you are loving everything I say. And Trump says, this is crap. I'm taking down this teleprompter. I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk on that thing.
A lot of people are relieved that there is a real American in the White House now.
He loves our country. Obama wanted to sell our country. And Hillary Clinton was trying to sell it more.
Any more signs that you think you're going to put in the windows?
Well, I really pissed him off this time. I took down that sign and I put up, Oregon welcomes President Donald J. Trump, January 20th, 2017, in big letters. And that is like taking sandpaper and going over their sore and just rubbing it in.
It's like holy water on a vampire.
That is holy water, boy.
Anything else, Kev, that you'd want to tell listeners about or think that they should know about as far as what you got planned or what you think's going to happen?
The only thing I can say to everybody out there that knows this is going on is if you stay silent, you're a slave to tyranny, and you gave the liberals more power, and you should never do that because 99% of them are barkers, and hopefully you don't run into that 1%, but 99% bark. And yes, they will boycott you. That's a reality. But tell you the truth, before they boycotted me, I was throwing out rude customers all the time. I didn't know why. I was like, what am I doing wrong? After they boycotted me, I didn't throw out anybody. It was all liberals being entitled, obnoxious, impatient. They own you. You're going to do it my way. Well, I'm 6'1" and Irish. No, you came in here with a problem because you don't know how to fix it. I do. We're doing it my way. You can't talk to customers like that. That's right. You're not a customer. You're out the door. So never back down to these idiots. Boy, they were going to put me out of business 4 years ago. And I'm sitting here with the biggest smile on my face and the best president I've ever voted for. Amen.
Kevin Kerwin. Kevin, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners. It was great hearing about your story. It was great what you did. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
No problem, man. I enjoy telling my story and having other people relate, I hope.